Chapter 41. Passage, where the stock was presided over by something alive in a russet case, which the elder said was a woman, and which I suppose was a woman, though I should not have suspected it. On the opposite side of the road, was their place of worship. A cool, clean edifice of wood, with large windows and green blinds. Like a spacious summer house. As there was no getting into this place, and nothing was to be done, but walk up and down, and look at it, and the other buildings in the village which were chiefly of wood, painted a dark red like English barns, and composed of many stories like English factories, I have nothing to communicate to the reader, beyond the scanty results I gleaned the while our purchases were making. These people are called Shakers from their peculiar form of adoration, which consists of a dance, performed by the men and women of all ages, who arrange themselves for that purpose in opposite parties. The men first divesting themselves of their hats and coats, which they gravely hang against the wall before they begin, and tying a ribbon round their shirt sleeves, as though they were going to be bled. They accompany themselves with a droning, humming noise, and dance until they are quite exhausted, alternately advancing and retiring in a preposterous sort of trot. The effect is said to be unspeakably absurd. And if I may judge from a print of this ceremony which I have in my possession, and which I am informed by those who have visited the chapel, is perfectly accurate, it must be infinitely grotesque. They are governed by a woman, and her rule is understood to be absolute, though she has the assistance of a council of elders. She lives, it is said, in strict seclusion, in certain rooms above the chapel, and is never shown to profane eyes. If she at all resemble the lady who presided over the store, it is a great charity to keep her as close as possible, and I cannot too strongly express my perfect concurrence in this benevolent proceeding. All the possessions and revenues of the settlement are thrown into a common stock, which is managed by the elders. As they have made converts among people who were well-to-do in the world, and are frugal and thrifty, it is understood that this fund prospers. The more especially as they have made large purchases of land. Nor is this at Lebanon the only Shaker settlement. There are, I think, at least, three others. They are good farmers, and all their produce is eagerly purchased and highly esteemed. Shaker seeds, apostrophe Shaker herbs, and Shaker distilled waters, apostrophe are commonly announced for sale in the shops of towns and cities. They are good breeders of cattle, and are kind, and merciful to the brute creation. Consequently, Shaker beasts seldom fail to find a ready market. They eat and drink together, after the Spartan model, at a great public table. There is no union of the sexes, and every Shaker, male and female, is devoted to a life of celibacy. Rumor has been busy upon this theme, but here again I must refer to the lady of the store, and say, that if many of the sister Shakers resemble her, I treat all such slander as bearing on its face the strongest marks of wild improbability. But that they take as proselytes, persons so young, that they cannot know their own minds, and cannot possess much strength of resolution in this or any other respect, I can assert from my own observation of the extreme juvenility of certain youthful Shakers whom I saw at work among the party on the road. They are said to be good drivers of bargains, but to be honest, and just in their transactions, and even in horse dealing, to resist those thievish tendencies which would seem, for some undiscovered reason, to be almost inseparable from that branch of traffic. In all matters they hold their own course quietly, live in their gloomy silent commonwealth, and show little desire to interfere with other people. This is well enough, but nevertheless I cannot, I confess, incline towards the Shakers, view them with much favor, or extend towards them any very lenient construction. I so abhor, and from my soul detest that bad spirit, no matter by what class, or sect it may be entertained, which would strip life of its healthful graces, rob youth of its innocent pleasures, pluck from maturity and age their pleasant ornaments, and make existence, but a narrow path towards the grave. That odious spirit which, if it could have had full scope and sway upon the earth, must have blasted and made barren the imaginations of the greatest men, and left them, in their power of raising up enduring images before their fellow creatures yet unborn, no better than the beasts. That, in these very broad-brimmed hats, and very somber coats in stiff-necked, solemn-visaged piety, in short, no matter what its garb, whether it of cropped hair as in a Shaker village, or long nails as in a Hindu temple, I recognize the worst among the enemies of heaven and earth, who turn the water at the marriage feasts of this poor world, not into wine, but gall. And if there must be people vowed to crush the harmless fancies, and the love of innocent delights and gaieties, which are a part of human nature, as much a part of it as any other love or hope that is our common portion, let them, for me, stand openly revealed among the ribald and licentious. The very idiots know that they are not on the immortal road, and will despise them, and avoid them readily. Leaving the Shaker village with a hearty dislike of the old Shakers, and a hearty pity for the young ones, tempered by the strong probability of their running away as they grow older and wiser, which they not uncommonly do. We returned to Lebanon, and so to Hudson, by the way we had come upon the previous day. There, we took the steamboat down the North River towards New York, but stopped, some 4 hours' journey short of it, at West Point, where we remained that night, and all next day, and next night too. In this beautiful place, the fairest among the fair and lovely islands of the North River, shut in by deep green heights and ruined forts, and looking down upon the distant town of Newburgh, along a glittering path of sunlit water, with here and there a skiff, whose white sail often bends on some new tack as sudden flaws of wind come down upon her from the gullies in the hills. Hemmed in, besides, all round with memories of Washington, and events of the Revolutionary War, is the military school of America. It could not stand on more appropriate ground, and any ground more beautiful can hardly be. The course of education is severe, but well devised, and manly. Through June, July, and August, the young men encamp upon the spacious plain whereon the college stands, and all the year their military exercises are performed there, daily. The term of study at this institution, which the state requires from all cadets, is 4 years. But, whether it be from the rigid nature of the discipline, or the national impatience of restraint, or both causes combined, not more than half the number who begin their studies here ever remain to finish them. The number of cadets being about equal to that of the members of Congress, one is sent here from every congressional district, its member influencing the selection. Commissions in the service are distributed on the same principle. The dwellings of the various professors are beautifully situated, and there is a most excellent hotel for strangers, though it has the two drawbacks of being a total abstinence house, wines and spirits being forbidden to the students, and of serving the public meals at rather uncomfortable hours, to wit, breakfast at 7, dinner at 1, and supper at sunset. The beauty and freshness of this calm retreat, in the very dawn, and greenness of summer, it was then the beginning of June, were exquisite indeed. Leaving it upon the 6th, and returning to New York, to embark for England on the succeeding day, I was glad to think that among the last memorable beauties which had glided past us, and softened in the bright perspective, were those whose pictures, traced by no common hand, are fresh in most men's minds. Not easily to grow old, or fade beneath the dust of time. The Cotskill Mountains, Sleepy Hollow, and the Tappan Zee. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.